SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The 2 hours you've all been waiting for is finally here.
I had to jump in, man. The streets are hot. I had to jump in here quick.
I mean, the streets are so hot.
Moneyline with the dynamic duo of Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh.
But you usually have some plans when you're rocking solo.
Really, dude? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
All right, let me just start with this. How good is the NBA then right now? How good is the NBA play postseason right now?
It's so fun.
Is it not delivering? Is it not delivering every night?
And I woke up again in the middle of the night to see that score and go, oh my goodness. And then when I saw the highlights of how it ended, wow. Exactly.
Insanity. I mean, the fact that none of them covered.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Friday afternoon in the place to be right here on the grid, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. Over the next 2 hours, you know we're going to bring that heat, hot topics all over the place. The NBA playoffs doubleheader action tonight. Boston Celtics, Philadelphia 76ers, Denver Nuggets, and the Phoenix Suns in that Celtics-Sixers series. Both teams tied up at one. Whoever wins game three, that's certainly going to be an advantage for the remainder of the series. The Phoenix Suns looking just to climb back in that series against the Denver Nuggets. And I guess even numbers are the way to go. 2-point favorite here for the Celtics. 4-point favorite here for the Phoenix Suns. A monster Major League Baseball card, which is typical for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday slates. And could you believe maybe the favorite series for me over the weekend? No, it's not first place teams. It's horrendous baseball teams. It's the Kansas City Royals. It's the Oakland Athletics. That's where we want to go. That's where we think some of the runs are coming from here. Other hot topics here. The Dark Knight. Matt Harvey ends his quote-unquote dream career here and calls it for retirement. One of those guys that you really thought, now granted, when he came up, I mean, he was absolutely blowing people away at the plate. He really was. But I guess it's sort of a shame where injuries slash personal lifestyle and partying, I guess, caught up with Matt Harvey here. Expected maybe a Hall of Fame type of career, but boy, the hotness that that career started out with, particularly as 98-mile-an-hour fastballs, already out of it here. So Matt Harvey says, you know what? It was a dream. I'm going to call it a career here for us. But also, a lot of hot topics all the way across the board to get here. K-Dub's in the house. He's ready to go. It's a lot to get to, K-Dub. It's a lot.
No doubt about it, man. As always, as we head into the weekend, you know, we've been having a lot of fun kind of with the NBA. We got involved a little bit in that futures market today with some stuff. And, man, that baseball board, I know we did a lot this morning, but it's not just that, like, everyone's playing. There were some really exciting series, I feel, heading into this weekend.
Yeah. No, there are some good ones here, but overshadowed maybe is Major League Baseball, is the NBA playoffs, is the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Go ahead.
Derby weekend, Derby Saturday.
Now, I don't want to be misinformed. And I'm open to being wrong, and I am always will. You know this. I'll defer to you when I think it's necessary. How the buzz around the Derby.
Yeah.
Is what? Listen, again, just tell me when I'm flat wrong here. Like, there's way more bets on the Derby than the playoff, you know, the NBA playoff action over the next couple of days?
I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know what the difference would be. I guess it's just a status of, it's like the Masters in golf, right? Ooh, look at this. A big horse race. It's on for like 8 hours on TV. All the stars show up. Yeah. You want to see what they're wearing. You want to see who gets interviewed. And everybody acts like they love horse racing. And then the minute that race is over, nobody cares ever again.
You right. Know, so. But I'm just curious, like, for, you know, your big sports books here, right? They're like, all right, hey, like, are they in the room, Donnie? Going, it's Derby week? Or,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because again, like the Derby leads into the Preakness, which at least you're going to get all eyes on the Preakness. Why? Because you figure you have a Triple Crown opportunity there, which we've seen in the past where it's like, hey, we're going to win the Derby and then skip the Preakness and then go to the Belmont. Like, okay, no Triple Crown this year, and they didn't even get the chance to race for it.
That was last year, I think, right?
Yeah, it's happened before multiple times in the past, but you have to actually say to yourself, if you are an odds maker, you're probably going to get bets on this because, again, it is an event. And now when you take a look at, you know, it was a little bit harder to bet horse racing. I'm not saying harder because sports racing was legal to bet for a long time, but on the apps itself, like most people, DraftKings, FanDuel, you know, William Hill, whatever. But now you can go right through the FanDuel Sportsbook and bet. So it's almost like, hey, look, anybody know anybody who likes horse racing? Yeah, I like this horse. What number is he? Seven horse to win. All right. All right, I'll watch it when it comes across. So I do think that odds makers like, hey, it's Derby week, but it's not the 1962 Derby anymore. It's like, oh, my God, the biggest thing in sports is the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, we only talked about it today. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like we've missed the mark not talking about it all week long. Like, I don't think anybody cares to that level, Like, I don't think anybody Wednesday is like, man, where's the Derby breakdown?
Yeah, it's a niche bet that, again, basically for one time of the year, even I'll get involved. Not to say I'm handicapping, because I'm not I don't handicap horse races. But if it's around 6:30, whenever that ticks off, and I'm on Twitter, it's like, hey, by the way, the Derby's about to get underway, I actually will watch, because I just like the theater of a big event. But, yeah, there's basically three horse races, and it quickly turns into two horse races, and then once the Preakness is done, oh, the Belmont's a big party. Well, what's the point of the Belmont with no Triple Crown? Nothing to the average person. You need Smarty Jones back up in here, huh? Barbaro. Where are those horses at? Running back out there. Actually, I think one of them actually does. So he can't run back out there at this point. That's what we do on Fridays. We uncover the odds you need to succeed. And you know what? We'll be back right after this break. Sonny, Kevin, right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Friday afternoon right here on the grid. If you want to get involved with us, 844-843-6879, SiriusXM Channel 159. Moneyline, it's what we do. We have fun. A little bit looser edition here on a Friday afternoon. Big doings, though, certainly in the NBA tonight, and that's probably where most of the focus is going to be centered at this. But granted, we have some time to get into the NBA. And sometimes, you know, Kevin, it's nice to look back at what happened last night or the day before and sort of try to line it up because it's not round one anymore, which means we have two, three, maybe even four games on at night. You can really center your focus on some of this action. And yesterday, I know, like the Warriors game, I didn't care what the line was. I don't even care what the line is. I'm going to take the Warriors. Now, granted, doesn't make much sense as your gamble. Oh, fine, then minus 35.5. You get the point, whether it's 2, 4, 6, 8, or whatever. I thought the Warriors would win and cover. I thought maybe a double-digit shot was in the cards, and it did play out that way. But also, you can't sort of, you know, say, all right, I'm a fan of either team, or I just watched that last game play out. Because the next game could be the Lakers 127 and the Warriors 100. Sure. And you go, well, yeah, it's what you expected. The Warriors can't win on the road. The Lakers are going to put them away at home, which could be a possibility. But I think a lot of people always take away, Kevin, what they saw last. If you turn the game, oh, my God, Warriors are so much better than the Lakers. Well, did you watch game one? No, don't worry about game one. I watched those two quarters in game two, series over.
Right. No, that's how it happens. And that's the dangers of... But again, I think, you know, I know we're going to get into it. Like, that's the dangers of a little bit, I think, this Phoenix-Denver game for people. Mm-hmm. You know, BSS put up the For the People poll. Who are you most confident in winning tonight? Four games, four teams, four options. And the winning vote on the poll with about 45% was the biggest dog on the card, the Denver Nuggets. Again, I you know this isn't usually my style, but I know what that means. It's Phoenix, and it's Phoenix by a healthy amount, Donnie. Mm. That's what that means. You've given up hope, and you know you have.
I have.
You've given up hope on Phoenix, and you shouldn't have. There's no reason to it. There's no benefit for you to give up hope. Now, maybe it's good because it'll stop you from cashing out every 5 seconds your bet gets a little bit better value.
See, now you're making me want to go cash out whatever $23 I have out of that 100 and lay another hundy spot down and be like, whoa, I'm about to break bank
here. Get big action.
Yeah, what can I get? Can I get 20 to 1 at this point? Like, I'm so disheartened by it.
Actually, yeah, it's a good question.
Like, I'm not even keeping an eye on it. Let me see.
What are their title odds? I know they're West final odds are like plus 750, I want to say.
15 to 1 right now.
Okay, forget the finals for a second. Do you agree with me on this point? If they beat Denver, they will be favored over either Golden State or the Lakers.
Yes, if they beat Denver, because that means people will be back on the bandwagon. Like, hey, look, they won in six 100%. Games. Yeah, they won four straight. Yeah, but
yeah, and they'd have home court advantage. Now, I'm aware that them beating Denver is hardly going to be an easy thing to achieve, but the Golden State Warriors were down 2-0, right? They came back and won the series. You think Phoenix is going to win tonight? So let's see how that plays out. I don't know why you specifically, but like many, are so sure that this is going to be 3-1 after two games in Phoenix. How am I the Suns guy now? I'm the Suns guy.
Yeah, I know, because you saw the game play out where it's like, oh, this is ugly, but they're winning. Chris Paul goes out. They couldn't even run an offense. Like, so I guess their head coach is just going to, you know, whip up some creative stuff over 2 days or 3 days or actually 4 days, to be honest with you. It's been so long since they played. But that's what I'm worried about. My advantage, I thought, for the Phoenix Suns was in the playoffs, you get extended time off. You're a veteran team. You basically have just a starting lineup, but that could be okay because you're not playing back-to-backs and, you know, hustling around every other day games. And the worst-case scenario which happened, which you probably saw coming, was an older, aging player getting hurt.
No doubt. My take that I'm probably on an absolute island over, I guess, is I don't think the CP3 thing matters that much. I know it mattered in that game because it's very difficult when things happen in the moment like that, the way it did for Phoenix. But if Devin Booker and Kevin Durant can't make up 14 points and 8 assists, which is what you were getting from Chris Paul, then those two aren't as good as we think they are. What, those two can't run pick and roll with DeAndre Ayton? Like, Donnie, I'm sorry. You mean to tell me that they are the best offense in the NBA with Chris Paul and the worst offense in the NBA without him?
Yes.
That's unacceptable. No, no. It was a bad fourth quarter. It happens. In altitude, it happens. On the road.
Bad whole game.
Oh, sure. But you also are dead set on the fact that they were going to win, you thought they were going to win the game had Chris Paul not got injured.
Correct.
And
yes.
Now the series is dead on arrival? We haven't played in Phoenix yet? How's it dead?
But again, it feels dead on arrival because you're not going up against the Timberwolves. You're not going up against the Orlando Magic. Yeah, these guys will handle it. You're going up against What about the Kings?
But the Kings went up 2-0 and Golden State was able to go back and win that series.
Yeah, well, did Steph Curry go down and get injured? Did Klay Thompson? Did one of their big players do that? This team is built on the five players that start. Quite frankly, it's basically four players that they have. I don't even know if they...
Right.
You know, matter of fact, I think they actually played the rest of the regular season with just four players because nobody understands. Exactly. The other starter in the lineup is like, you know, we joke about, hey, Wiggins got to be an all-star. Like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? Did somebody vote this guy in, like a Kogi, to be a starter? I mean, they're bad. But the four players are supposed to be good enough based upon rest. And now you're down to three of those players, and it's the point guard that's out, which is the guy that's going to get down, settle in, hit the 15-foot jumper, make sure everybody gets their shots, and he's not there anymore.
Yeah, my thing is, if Kevin Durant and Devin Booker can't create offense because Chris Paul's gone, then KD should look at retirement, and Devin Booker's not a top 15 player in the NBA. But that's
not saying they can't be competitive, but you can't. The way it was working out, like, my vibes were so good in game two. I'm like, ooh, even though it's ugly, I don't care if this game ends up 65-64. As long as Phoenix wins this game, I'm going to be fine with it. And the way it turned out, where they had no answers in the fourth quarter, completely out of gas, their superstars getting close to 30, playing 40 minutes, and they lost in epic fashion, that's what hurts the most.
It hurts, but it shouldn't end the series. Like, Donnie, if they would be 1-1 going back to Denver, the ML would be, the Suns in a route. Well, I don't understand. It's too far. It's too far. You've gone.
No, but
too
if
far.
They were came back 1-1, that means that yes, Chris Paul would have probably played and they won that game. So I would be feeling very good. Like, hey, there's a really good chance Phoenix can win both of these games at home and move forward. Now, the best hope for me feels like a split in Phoenix, which, again, I have Phoenix winning tonight. Good vibes, energy. They know their back is against the wall. The minute they lose this one, it's a wrap on the series. It's a wrap.
Sure. Well, yes, Donnie, of course, if they go down 3-0, it's a wrap. No disagreement there. I know you. Phoenix wins tonight, you'll be back. You'll be back.
I want to. I want to be a fan about it. I do think they win tonight, but I'm holding out hope because the way they win is different than what you're supposed to do, right? It's like, hey, Phoenix won tonight. What happened? Booker went for 48 and Durant 47. They won by 2 points. Like, that's the way it feels. It's going to happen tonight.
Right, but they were dominating teams, and my other thing is when we look, what went wrong for Phoenix? Well, also, Kevin Durant all of a sudden was the most inefficient scorer in the world and went 2 for 12 from three. Yeah, that's not happening again. Yeah. Like, that's not happening again. Like, there are things that Phoenix can improve. We've talked about it all series long. I just, it is so stunning to me to see this team that through this high-end talent be booked as favorites in the West, lose a pair of road games to the one seed, and now it's DOA. I think that they're still a four-point favorite tonight, and if they win this, we know they're going to be favored in game number four. And Don, let me ask you, what if we get 2-2? It doesn't matter, like, they can't win in Denver to you?
Unless they need Chris Paul. Like, I'm going to be, like, again, I'm going to be shocked if it's 2-2. Like, then I'm just going to start saying, like, well, Denver stinks. Then we all thought they stunk. Because I don't see.
I mean, you're just caught in a vortex, though, at that point.
Yes, but you have two players who are all-world players. And just and DeAndre Ayton, who's a very good center, above average center, no doubt in the NBA. I shouldn't say center because center's an above average player overall. And then nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. It's almost like sometimes, Kevin, I look at the Phoenix lineup and I truly say to myself, boy, they were better off if they didn't get Durant. And not because Chris Paul got hurt, because I just felt like you need that depth and quality players to make shots with a superstar that can carry it. And now I look at it and go, well, you know, if they all stayed and played and were healthy, talking about the superstars, they can make a run. Now that one's down, I'm like, yeah, you know what? If you could reverse that trade, go ahead and do it. Because they might be able to beat Denver at that point. I don't think they could beat Denver without Chris Paul. I hope they win tonight. I think they win tonight. We'll handicap this game and much, much more in hour number one. Stick around with us right here. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it, hour number one here, Moneyline. Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Kevin and Donnie. Major League Baseball this afternoon? Not necessarily. It starts a little bit later today. But there are some good matchups. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I think we're focused on the NBA. And we'll get to the Sixers-Celtics. But I, right now, on the prize here, Denver Nuggets-Phoenix Suns. Moneyline splits in this game. Minus 178 for Phoenix, plus 150 for Denver. And again, the Phoenix Suns, a four-point favorite with a total listed at 225. And, you know, my crux of my argument is, you're going to need a lot of points by Devin Booker and a lot of points here tonight, obviously, by Kevin Durant. 29.5 for Durant's a points prop. Devin Booker is 30.5, which is why I built my same game parlay today around Kevin Durant, because I think he's going to play 40 minutes. And the same thing with Devin Booker. Three-point shots, I think they'll go down. I'm more confident that if you tell me right now, Kevin, Devin Booker shoot five or six threes, he's going to make two of those, because that means he's probably wide open. Kevin Durant, I do think, is going to shoot for volume, which in the last game, add Booker and Durant each to make 2 3-point shots. Yeah, it cashed in, but my goodness, Kevin Durant, what, like a 2-for-12 performance from the 3-point line, but it still ended up getting there. But that's where I'm going tonight. I'm more confident, I should say. I do think, again, the -4, Phoenix wins and covers. But if you said to yourself, well, if you only had like one thing to actually bet on, it's probably going to be Kevin Durant over 29.5 points, which is at a minus 106, because I think we talked about it and hit the nail on the head this morning. Kevin Durant's a legacy guy. You can't get swept in this situation. Oh, Kevin won his own thing, blew out in Brooklyn, then goes to Phoenix and gets dropped in four games by the Nuggets. And nobody wants to hear about injuries and we didn't have a bench. No, no. You wanted that, you got it, and you didn't perform. So even if he doesn't, Kevin, you're looking at, like, I almost would look at that 29.5 and go, yeah, you know what? That sounds like his shot attempts tonight, Kevin.
No, 100%. So I bet Kevin Durant at plus 500 to lead this series in scoring. And the only thing I'm torn on is, do I also need to invest in his prop tonight? Because I do think tonight he very well could leave this game the leading scorer in the series overall. He's 10 points behind Jokic, 9 behind Devin Booker. I think he can make that all up in one swoop. This is a Kevin Durant game. And I like the idea that Monty Williams is putting into Devin Booker's head, hey, you're the point guard. Because sometimes that just convinces a player that they need to defer. And you know what? So in a way, I want to see Devin Booker defer, because this has to be the Kevin Durant game. It should be the Kevin Durant game, and I have every reason to believe it will be the Kevin Durant game. I like that he's coming off of a horrendous shooting night, because KD doesn't have many of those, and he rarely, if ever, has them back-to-back games, Donnie. It's the KD game. It has to be the KD game.
Trying to take a look here under popular parlays to see those two, with Kevin Durant and also Booker, matched up. Looks like 75 points combined is a 6-1 price. So again, that would be one guy gets 40 and one guy gets 35. So, I mean, it's doable, but boy, you're really climbing that. The first one off the board here, plus 185, is Booker and Durant to combine for 6 made 3-point shots, which does make some sense, but we're not getting the, 70 points at plus 300. I mean, 70 points between two guys. Because you say, they're both going to go off. And even though I keep on saying to myself, like, it's right around their points total. But when you still do the math, it's like, well, twisted ankle, didn't shoot all that well, still played well, but didn't get 70 combined.
I think the frustrating thing is you'd get more, and I know it doesn't have to play out this way, but odds are that means they both scored 30. Like, are you getting paid better for a 30-plus parlay on those two guys? You know what I mean? Like, that's the difficult thing there. I would be interested in, and I don't know if they have it, but I know sometimes they do, those, like, combined points, rebounds, and assists props. Do they have anything like that for those two guys? Where it's basically like, look, us two are going to play every minute and do everything, and you all just stand there and wait if we kind of ask you to participate.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a 90.
What do we have yesterday? What was the one with 24 rebounds? Was it Draymond and who?
There was a couple of them. There was a Draymond and AD. There was a Draymond and Looney. There was a couple variations of it. I don't know which one specifically really caught your eye, but I think both Draymond and Looney and Draymond and AD were available.
I guess, obviously, well, Draymond had what? Did he have 9 or 11?
11, rebounds? I think. 11 rebounds, 9 assists. What, 11
Yeah,
points?
So he would have lost on both of them, regardless of which one you would have went with. Because both of them stayed under 10 rebounds, right?
Yeah. Well, the Looney thing, obviously, with the illness coming off of the bench, that was a tough situation in that I couldn't get a great read on, is Looney supposed to come back to the starting? Like, did Looney hit the bench because of the illness only? Or do they also think that they needed to change kind of their approach a little bit?
I don't know. I didn't even know he was sick. So, because again, I maybe tuned in for
a
But
did you find out he didn't start?
No.
He didn't start, Looney.
Oh, you know what? It's funny you say that. Because as I was looking at my phone, like, I'll roll over every 20 minutes a night and just check to see because I got a couple wagers in.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see Green and Green in the starting lineup. I was like, that's interesting. But I didn't even put two and two together.
Yeah. So, but what Golden State ended up saying is that Looney had an illness. But he was going to still play, but he was going to come off of the bench. So obviously now it's a little unclear. Did that illness put Looney in a position where he's like, I give you 15 off the bench kind of thing? Or, because he can give you 15 off the starting lineup, or was basically Steve Kerr like, no, Jermichael Green is the guy and we got to move this around?
Yeah. No, that was it's one to keep an eye on, but you never know sometimes with the way NBA works. Like, hey, we're not going to start you. I don't even want to take any questions. Let's just put it out there you're not feeling that well, but you're going to still play.
Oh,
and then nobody questions it. You know what I mean? But that's the NBA for you right there. Like, hey, we don't want to create a controversy. Let's just put this out there because we don't need anybody, if we lose this game, going like, well, why didn't he start? Like, what are you doing now, Steve Kerr?
Yeah, also, you know what's funny is I say, come on, but I actually also don't think it's insane because benching Looney after what he did for you against Sacramento and then a 23-rebound game is almost disrespectful. And it would be nicer to say, look, we're going to tell him you have a bench thing because you don't deserve that. But also, we need to move some things around. So I hope you can understand.
Let's take a look at some of these. How about these popular parlays, the featured section here, Kevin? Any player to score 40 or more points tonight, plus 230, which means you're getting an upper level, which basically you're betting on Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, right? Is that what the bet is?
It would be, the only other guy would be Jamal Murray. I don't think Jokic, after going for 39, can come back and give you 40. Jamal Murray is coming off of a terrible game, but we've also said you'd much rather be betting Jamal Murray in Denver than on the road.
Any player to drop 50 at 18-1. Now, the reason I'm bringing these up are, it's a very interesting circumstance for Phoenix, because this is one of the few times you're going to see two true scoring superstars and nothing around them. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm entertaining this. Oh, 50, get out of here. We're not going to do that. You know, what does Steph have to make 9 threes or 10 threes and we have to worry about that? Mm-hmm. But theoretically, Phoenix could score 111 points tonight. Where are they coming from? Honestly, where?
Yeah, my thing is, I think some of their role players also will be playing a bit better tonight because we know role players play better than Phoenix.
By the way, where's Campaign? Like, Campaign is in the NBA because he used to dance with Westbrook. Is that not the truth? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that what it is?
Many are saying it. My thing with that, with those, like, again, you mean to tell me that I can't stick Terrence Ross or Josh Okogie or Torrey Craig or Damian Lee in a corner and they can't knock down threes? Is that like really DJ? Like they? Yes, but that's it's. I don't want to say it's not that hard, but. Again, like, every single eyeball is on Kevin Durant. Like, you can't, like, sit in the corner and be open. Defensively, you know, defensively, it's a different question. But they have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Donnie, are those two of the, those are two of the 10 best offensive players in the NBA without a doubt. And, yeah. And I'm supposed to believe that they can't score the basketball on Denver? Stop! That can't be.
Now,
that cannot
this?
Be.
How about a nice, tidy 25-1 price here? Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Jamal Murray to record a double-double.
That's interesting.
Because, again, the reason I'm entertained, because Devin Booker usually does one of those, 41 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists, right? Because he just has to worry about scoring. But with no Chris Paul, it just feels like they're not playing regular season minutes in this game. This is like game 7 of the NBA Finals. You're not coming out tonight. Like, that's just the feel I have. Even though I know that's not technically the case, that's just the way I feel. Like, that's why I'm really ramping up, like, Durant and Booker playing a lot. Oh, 10 boards. Or Devin Booker has to get 10 assists out tonight.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that they've already been doing that. So it's basically no different than every single other game that they've had in this postseason.
Yeah, but without now an actual point guard.
No, and again, I agree with you. I'm all about Kevin Durant. I'm all about Kevin Durant here in this basketball game. So, now the Jamal Murray double double would surprise me because tonight I think it's a Jokic assist night. That's kind of where I'm at here in this game as well in terms of action. I expect Jokic to. I think the Jokic triple double shot tonight is a good look.
It is. It's funny, too. Usually always a look here. If you do go triple-doubles tonight, Nikola Jokic plus 270, then you really ramp it up. Kevin Durant 17-1, Devin Booker 34-1, Jamal Murray 65-1 on triple-double.
It's not out of bounds for one of the two Phoenix guys to get a triple-double.
Correct. Yes.
With what's his, you know, it not at all. Like, that's one of those things where if they made it, see, and I don't know what appropriate pricing would be, but I guess you just bet a game to game. But I was going to say, just like, you know, can you get, 7-1? One of them will have a triple-double at some point in this series kind of thing. Yeah. Just make it simple like that. Like, you would almost expect it.
Like, Kevin Durant, plus 135 to get a double-double. Devin Booker, plus 190 to get a double-double. Now, obviously, you can't parlay those together, but just trying to check in. Because the reason we talk about the triple-double, like, Jokic is plus 270. There's not really any value in that, even though he can get that. My favorite triple-double shot of the entire playoff was Westbrook going up against Phoenix at, like, a 5 or 6-1 price. I think I got it, like, plus 550. I put $50 on it. It ended up losing. But I, like, done that every other time. It was a high-scoring game and still didn't come in. I'm sort of getting those vibes. That Durant and Booker, like, they're gonna have to do something special in order to win. Maybe they do. We'll be back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back out of here in hour number one. By the way, news going around the NFL is some, you know, when the rookies and players that change teams pick their numbers, it always gets a little bit of a, hey, look at that. I mean, shout out the NFL for adding the number 0 just for no reason whatsoever. But they did. I don't have an actual issue with it. I feel like I want to have an issue with it, though, Kevin.
It's in your nature to have an issue.
It is. Like, why do we need this? Like, we didn't have it before. Like, 0 and double 0, like in the NBA. I mean, get lost. What are we doing?
Having 0 and double 0 is admittedly why.
Oh, my God.
I think that's a tremendous take.
Like, what's next? Like, the Yankees are like, hey, look, you know, we have so many guys retired. Your jersey number now is 02, 03, 04.
Oh,
right?
Now, you know what? No,
there we
you
go.
Know what?
Yep, there we go.
Okay, you know, cancel. If that happens, cancel the Yankees.
Oh, it's so
sometimes,
good.
I tell you, sometimes I think about the way I talk about that team, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Like, I don't know if I make it all my days cheering for that team. The way I just don't operate on the same playing field as all their fans. I can't. The Volpe stuff. Oh, my gosh. The Rays are about to bury them in the ground. Oh, too.
Like, hey, by the way, I love Babe Ruth, so I'm going to be a Yankee now. I got 0-3 as my jersey, so let's get out there. Go Yanks. Gosh. Get out there to the stadium. Back. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's loose here on a Friday, ready to go for a big weekend. What's up, Moose?
I tell you what's up. I have the Moose triple. Okay, I got the Moose
triple-double.
Okay, so here's my triple-double of today in celebration of the Mexican holiday today, because today is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, like yeah.
Cinco de Mayo. So here is my triple-double. All right, I'm starting off with some street tacos. Starting off with a nice margarita and some homemade salsa verde and some homemade salsa roja.
Oh, yeah.
So my double of the day is a little playoff hockey. Jack Eichelman, shots on goal, if that comes up, and some playoff basketball. And to top it off with a little dessert, we're going to throw in some matinee baseball today. So who do you like this afternoon starting off at 2 o'clock for that game? What's your guys' opinion? K-Dub, Donnie Baseball? What's your opinion on this
matinee? No, Donnie, go ahead, man. This is your.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is a heavy, heavy favorite for a reason, because Cabrera hasn't been so good and Steele's been really good. So if it is a parlay, you can sort of eat some juice in a parlay. It probably would be the Cubs, yeah.
All right,
that's
there it is.
Excellent. Well,
Cubs.
I have to get back to my margarita. I've got my flank steak marinating in some soy, and it's on, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. See ya.
There you go. It's my guy, Moose. He's ready to go today. By the way, Cinco de Mayo is today. It's May 5th. It's a very nice celebration. Let me tell you, people out here, what you should be doing today. You see all the establishments. Now, maybe you're in a big-time city where you have, like, you know, flavorful areas of food. Let me tell you guys, you drive past those flavorful areas. You see the bell up there lit up? You stop in the Taco Bell. You enjoy yourself. You enjoy yourself. Some really good Mexican cuisine. That's your boy Donnie Wrightside helping you out.
Oh, wow. I mean, this guy's a rock star. I'll tell you though, I went to some outlets one of my days off. And they had a empanada food truck. Whoa.
Wow.
I treat myself. Now that was a good time. One chicken, one beef. And it took a lot to not go back and run it back, but we left it at two empanadas. We could have ran it back, though.
That's pretty good. Now, as I say that, I don't really say it tongue-in-cheek because I do really like Taco Bell. But over the years, I sort of came around on Chipotle as being elite cuisine because I love myself a burrito from a Chipotle. And they actually, the tacos, you get them with steak, you get them with chicken. They're elite as well. So I've really come around. But overall, just as a Mexican restaurant, Taco Bell smashes. You're great. Oh, I'm done. You got to go try this place here. Yeah, it's terrible. Don't you trust me. But no, they've been making Mexican cuisine for 50 years. Yeah, they're bad. They're really bad. Go to Taco Bell. You treat yourself here. Let's
have you know what, though? I will say this. My chances of having Taco Bell for dinner tonight, I mean, it's skyrocketed during this conversation. Yeah. I mean, it would only be right on such a holiday.
Now, we always talk about holidays. I'm glad he got into that, because we're going to talk probably a little more holidays in hour number two.
Uh-huh.
We'll save that.
You know what?
Because we're going to get tripped up and be like, hey, you guys didn't even talk about the Sixer game on a Friday, so that's why we're getting to it right now. FanDuel Sportsbook has the line here at the Celtics -2.5, but there are twos out there. So, again, shop around. Sometimes that really matters at the end of the game. 214.5. Let me start here. Forget about picking the side of the game. We didn't talk much about the total. 214, Joel Embiid's back. I got to go over the total tonight. I really do have to go over the total.
My thing is, we saw plenty of unders in their series against the Nets. Embiid is such a defensive presence. The offense could slow down a bit. I don't disagree, though, in that I feel like Boston should have plenty of success scoring the basketball. So if they have to do some heavy lifting on this total, they absolutely can. I agree with you. If I'm betting that total, I'm betting it over.
Yeah. No, that's. I think it's a shrewd move here because I do think the Boston Celtics are going to score. And I think you get a better version of Joel Embiid, which I don't care what anybody says. Philly talk radio, Joel Embiid slows down the fast. Shut up. He's the MVP of basketball. So you're actually getting people on the angle of they might be a better team without Joel Embiid. Those are some of my favorite arguments. You're like, oh, it's not so bad.
Are those people real?
Yes, they are real. Those people are real that will tell you dumb things like that from time to time and actually believe it. And there's people out there that go along long with it, apparently, sometimes.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, that's obviously totally bizarre. You know, I saw some people like, man, like, you think Harden's bad performance had to do with Embiid coming back? No, it's because James Harden doesn't do that anymore. So, of course, after he scored 45, he struggled the next game. Come on now.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Yes, exactly. All right, so the game tonight, this Philadelphia 76ers, it's a light line. If you're looking at this line for yourself, Kevin, Celtics Sixers, and you see the number, let's just call it 2. Whose line is that? Like, when you look at that line right away,
you know what's
whose
funny?
Angle is that there?
I don't want to do a cop-out, but if that was Boston minus 3, Boston line, right? But 2 just kind of feels about where you would expect it. I'll tell you this. It's definitely not a Philly line, all right? Like, that. There's no...
That's not strong Philly confidence.
Okay.
-2, -2.5 to me. If the Celtics are favored in Philadelphia with Joel... Now, granted, we don't know if Joel Embiid is going to be MVP Joel Embiid. I don't think he will be, but there's a chance JoJo can go out there and score 27 points and grab 14 rebounds, and then you would say to yourself, like, now, wait a second. The Sixers were a dog in their home building? See what I mean?
No, for sure. Again, the one thing that you and I, we talked a lot about, obviously, yesterday. We did a little bit this morning. Faith, trust in Embiid. And I know you always laugh at stuff like this, right? I like him over 24.5 because I think he's going to score exactly 25. That's never the idea. But, man, I didn't like that it moved up to 25.5 this morning. I got way less interested in that number when it moved up to 25.5. Because now it's like, you know what? Now he does have to have a very, 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 very good game to get over that number. It feels like at 25.5, a little juicy.
But how about this one? You're never going to see this price. Joel Embiid to get a double-double, +100.
Wow. What has he done rebounding the ball during Boston in the regular season? He had pretty good, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I don't have those numbers in front of me there, no. So I'm not sure, but...
No, but
you should go against that team because you don't have another like giant monster grabbing rebounds against you. I mean, Robert Williams is a good basketball player, but come on. He's not getting 25 rebounds.
Yeah, and Robert Williams, I mean, is not even starting or anything of the nature. Is his rebound prop in Embiid 9.5 then? Is that the number that they're hanging
right now? It must be, because to record 10 rebounds, it's +100. For Joel.
Okay, so against Boston this year, 13 rebounds, 12 rebounds, 7 rebounds, 15 rebounds.
Yeah, so he's there.
So, yeah, I mean, now I guess the point is there's no reason to bet the double-double. You're getting abs. Or, no, you would bet the double-double because if by some bizarre chance he got it any other way.
10 blocks, 10 assists.
Yeah,
sure.
And as unlikely as it is, they're basically giving, you know, the assists and rebounds to you for free. I like where but yeah, his over rebounds tonight. If his minutes are going to increase, why not? If his minutes are going to increase, which we both agree, though, right? You do agree his minutes are an uptick here tonight.
Yes, he's 30 minutes plus. Because, again, the best point I could make about Joel Embiid is we haven't heard anything, which usually in the like, oh, he's going to get an MRI. Oh, no, we haven't heard for 2 days. That means they're getting like second and third, you know, examples or second and third opinions there, which probably means it's bad. But the fact we didn't hear anything about Joel Embiid where you know somebody would have leaked it. Hey, by the way, I was at a Sixers shoot around. Joel Embiid was nowhere to be found. Uh-oh. You know what I mean? We didn't hear that. So I would have to assume if he played 27 minutes coming back in a blowout situation, he's getting 30 minutes. And also keep in mind tonight, K-Dub, you're going to love this one. And now your MVP. I mean, the place is going to be juiced up tonight. And so will he.
Explode.
Yes. So, again, that doesn't mean you make more three-point shots and block more shots and you win games because of how loud the crowd is to start the game. But it's going to be a great atmosphere tonight for him. But, yes, if you say right now, Donnie, over-under on Embiid's minutes at 30, I'm going over. I'm going over.
Yeah, look, and that, you know, plus 100 on the double-double, like that's a minus 115 on DK. So, you know, that you're getting a touch of value on that. I like it. I like it a lot. Is his points prop still sitting at that 25.5 price? Wow, 25.5 -130 on DK. So does that mean do we get to
26.5 +102? People are feeling them. Woo, they're feeling them good.
Yeah, but you know what? I think you did a great job here. If everybody's liking the points, well, that means the rebounds are just in play, and they haven't shifted the rebounds enough.
Yes, correct.
Where they've shifted everything else too much, probably.
Yeah, let me take a look here, too, because some of these popular parlays are quite interesting here. But even if you're trying to take a look, as I said, the double-double market at plus 100 for him, triple-double market obviously going to be much, much higher than the Phoenix game because Nikola Jokic sits there and goes, yeah, he's going to flirt with it every game. Harden's 18-1, Tatum's 35-1, Embiid's 65-1, and Jaylen Brown 92-1. So, again, you know, just about half of the odds of Jason Tatum is James Harden. And if you expect Harden to, again, it's going to be hard with the rebounds, right? There's no surprise if Harden goes for 21 and 12, right? It's that he needs 10 rebounds to go along with it. And that's the hard part. But you do get some big numbers in that instance.
Yeah, you definitely do. Is Harden still, but Harden's assist numbers are dropping now. Like, we don't do 9.5 assists anymore for him, huh? 7.5 I see here.
Yeah,
because
I guess. Yeah, I guess they're under to say, hey, look, you can be all the assist guy you want out here, but you got to score points and you got to be aggressive. But understanding this, the reason why I always love James Harden's assist prop in the regular season is, you throw it to around Joel Embiid on the block, he goes up and lays it in. That's an easy one. Like, you don't have to work for that stuff. It's why, like, Chris Paul is usually so fun to be like, let me just take his assist prop, even if it doesn't work out. Why? He takes three dribbles, flips it over to Booker, bang, 17 footer. It's an assist. So
right,
playing into
10,
it.
10-8. 11, and then 7. Just hard. I'm just saying, like, this year, Harden's been very good against Boston throughout this season. Like, I'm interested in some of these you know, ooh, Harden numbers here, the assist numbers and what have you. Yeah, go for it.
Same one I talked about in the first game. Tatum, Embiid, and Harden all to get a double-double, 8-1. It's an interesting
Tatum,
one.
Tatum, Embiid, Harden. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm factoring Joel Embiid has it. And again, Jason Tatum gets rebounds here. Harden gets assists. You'll be in it. It's a nice little price. What else we have here? Player to score 50 points, 21-1. I don't really think it's going to get that high. But any player to record 12 or more assists, because again, you're looking at James Harden there. That's a plus 650 price. I don't think that's too bad. But yeah, who would you take? Any player to get 7 threes at 10-1? Come on, man. Stop. Who's getting 7 triples tonight?
Malcolm Brogdon.
Probably Tatum, right? Yeah, probably Tatum. He's going bananas tonight for 66 points on the road. One quick segment before we hit hour number 2. Let's get after it. It's Moneyline on a Friday afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
About it, people. F1 action, right? They put that bad boy in Queens, right up around Queens Boulevard, up and down they go, spinning around.
Yeah, Verstappen stands no chance against
exactly.
Finest.
I mean, hear me out on this. All 5 boroughs, you just drive through them all. I mean, ratings? Come on now.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. By the way,
I don't disagree.
Is that this weekend? Correct me if I'm wrong, because they're showing it on ESPN right now as I'm watching.
Stop asking me like
I assume
know.
It's this weekend.
Stop. I don't know.
And why don't we live in Miami? I don't know.
F1. come on.
Yeah.
I'm there, stop.
Yeah. I mean, that's goodness.
Are you going to go? You're going to be. This is an hour or two conversation, me asking you if you're going to leave the East Coast.
I should. And what? Is Miami not on the East Coast? What's going on here?
I mean, I guess, you know what? The Northeast, I guess I should say. You know what's so funny, Donnie? Somebody said, what's the East Coast? My answer would be New York, New Jersey, Philly, and there'd be no other acceptable answers.
Yeah. Like crazy. Donnie wants to move from the East Coast. I want to go to Miami. That's tremendous stuff right there. By the way, odds boost today, FanDuel. Embiid and Jokic to combine for 50 total points or more and 20 total rebounds or more, plus 110. It's right on that cut line.
Dang. It's not bad. I don't love it. It's not bad.
Now, if Embiid was full gas, like I just dropped, you know, 37 points and 16 boards the last game, then we wouldn't be getting this. This is why we're getting it, feels like.
I don't like Jokic.
Like, who let you down? Like, Jokic drops the 14 points? And then, come on.
Yes, because he's come off a 39-point performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's if Jokic goes out there and scores 21, right? And I'm just saying, like, you're going to need 30 from Embiid on that boost. And I can get a better payout just betting Embiid to score 30 in its own nature. Yeah. I just feel, I don't know. That one's not for me tonight. It's a fair boost. It's a good boost. Great options, great guys. But it's just not for me tonight, that one.
All right, how about this one?
Jokic, 7.5 assists, by the way. Make sure
there's a ticket floating around out here that's worth about $300,000. Somebody bet $200 on it in a parlay. It's got one leg left. Would you sell the ticket? Would you let it ride? Find out what it is. We'll be back. Hour number two coming up next.